a video company called Chillbox Creative, asked for submissions last year for short documentaries. Five were selected for funding, each got $3,000, and they're a fascinating bunch. One's called Edith Gibson Has 3,000 Dolls. Another is about the Project Ihumatao campaign, and one's called Rat Man. And I can't describe it better than the pitch. Daryl, a reclusive ex-convict, turns local hero when his state home and the surrounding community of Strathmore Park in Wellington is overrun by rats. It's less than 18 minutes long, and it's dark and it's charming and it's poignant and it's uplifting all at once. Steph Miller and Belg William co-directed and produced Ratman. Steph Miller's with me now. Kia ora.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm very well. Congratulations. I loved Ratman. How did you come upon the story, Steph?
I think Belle and I were really interested in the Strathmore Park area. So Belle had worked with the Wellington City Council in the past and done a fair bit of documentary work in that area. And it really kind of sparked our interest because in that particular area, it's quite a strange place. There's a mix of a really high density of state housing, and then you've got these mansions with million-dollar views. And so there was just so many stories there that we knew were there, and we just kind of dived in and worked with the council to kind of find where our film might take place in that community. And that's when Daryl's story came up, and we kept hearing about this guy, the Rat Man, and we just had to follow our nose on that, and glad we did.
And so it's a story of a suburb that doesn't always look pretty. And you don't pretty it up. I mean, it can, you know, Strathmore Park, it can be quite grim in parts. But the people that you talk to are just so good. They're such good, as we would say in the business, good talent, but also such good people. You must have been delighted to find that story.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we didn't have any kind of reservations about that. We knew that there would be great people there. One of the things that we kind of knew going into this was that in areas like that where there is a bit more of a struggle and there's more state houses and things like that, we just sort of knew that the community was so much stronger. Belle had heaps of experience with the community centre and things like that there. So we knew
a lot of it was shot in the community hall, right? Which is a gift for you guys because of the lighting, I imagine.
Yeah, we actually shot one of the interviews in the main community hall. And we actually reshot that because we found a place in a building just next door to it where the scouts have their meetings and things like
that. Okay.
We actually moved and the lighting was better there, and we didn't sort of find that location until later on in the production phase. So I'm glad we did, but we did use the community facilities, and they were just so great at allowing us to do that. You know, the community was so open to us, which is just exactly what you want as a documentary filmmaker.
Was Daryl happy to talk to you? Because he says that seclusion is his natural state. He would rather be a recluse.
Yeah, I think, you know, we spent a lot of time getting to know Daryl before production, and that was important to us. So there was a real trust that we got to build. And I think he was happy to talk to us. Part of his reclusive nature, I think that is in his past more than he cares to admit. You know, he used to be called JPT, which is short for just passing through. But in doing what he's doing, which if you watch the film, you'll find out more, he really has come out of his shell, and I think, you know, it shows how much he enjoys that, and he kind of plays it off a little bit. That's my feeling anyway. I think he enjoys it more than he lets on.
He was also remarkably open about, you know, his past, and it's pretty dark. But, you know, it feels like there's a happy ending. I don't want to ask you if everything's all right now, because tougher times have come, what with COVID-19.
You know, we've been in contact with them and they're doing well. They're
good.
The only thing. he was really open, and, you know, I mean, we've just got to hand it to him for that. He never makes any excuses for himself. He really explains where his head was at different times in his life, and things that he's gone through and that his family has gone through. But he's very good at owning what he did and just looking forward and trying to be a better man. And that's a powerful kind of trait to have.
He's now, in the words of a couple of other people, a good husband, a good father, and a good neighbour. I
He
mean, it's a
is.
fabulous outcome.
It is, and I think, his journey is so interesting because he really wasn't those things in the past, and it's just interesting for us to sort of look at, the person he could be and the person he is now, and that journey is just so interesting for us to look at.
The moral of the story, if there is a moral of the story, is that if you give somebody a function in the community, no matter what that function is, they will always be better off, as will the community.
Yeah, I think it's about just the fact that people can change, and the fact that community empowers people, and it makes them stronger, and we're stronger together than apart. It's not up to us to forgive him, or I think his family has done that and his community has done that, but the film really just talks about that people can change, and not sort of judging a book by its cover, and how there is so much more complexity to every human experience, and it just kind of touches on that.
What's your background, Steph?
So I am a filmmaker, obviously. I actually worked at a bank for years and years, but being younger, I always knew that I was a storyteller or an artist in some
A
way, shape, or form.
storyteller, not a bank teller.
Exactly. And I went to university, and I didn't quite know exactly that I would end up in film, and photography was one of the first things that caught my eye, and then it kind of just organically led to film, and when I did start making films, it was just everything just fell into place for me, which I'm lucky enough to say now that I do get to work in the industry. It's a really competitive industry, but I'm lucky to have a job where I work more in the commercial space in my day to day, but very much still get to do my independent filmmaking, and I'm lucky in the sense that my work also became a sponsor in the film as well. That's Ocular, and they were just so supportive. So yeah, I've got a bit of a strange background coming from finance and going right into the arts, but here I am.
You and Belle got $3,000 to make this. Was that enough?
It certainly was not, but it was very much appreciated. It was such an amazing thing that Chillbox Creative did. They really gave that seed money to start the project off. We then actually reached out to Wellington City Council, and they were amazing, and they gave us $5,000, which we needed every penny of to make this film happen. So we had other funders as well, but that initial seed money was just super important, and they are planning to do that every year now if they can. So what a great initiative that they've started.
Are you going to make another one? Is there a series? Is it going to be an annual thing? It's hard to say at this point to be what the future holds, right? But
Exactly. I mean, I've made documentaries before. There's another film that I made that was in the Doc Edge Festival called Humans. But Belle and I, we do want to make more films. I think our heart does lie in fiction. Budgets have been the main thing that sort of steered us more towards a documentary space. But there is a love of documentary that we both share as well. And so definitely we'll be making more stories. It's important to us to tell these kind of untold stories, and just quirky things that we don't see much of. And I love telling community stories as well. I think
well,
they're important.
it's a perfect example of it. It's lovely, Rat Man, and if people go to Chillbox, they can have a look at it. And